provision that the black man is qualified to give us is one of money. And we have made finance the major focus of our relationships with them. We have made the one thing that most of them don't even have be the criteria. We have been taught that if they do not give us money, that we are not to even allow them to be a father to their child. We have been taught that if he does not give us money, that he is not qualified to tell us what to do. We have been taught that if he does not give us money, that he doesn't have any rights in the home. It's whoever is making the money who has the rights. That's not our system.
With that said, there's got to be more to the story. You think? The answers will surprise you, so stick around.
Can't do this.
Do what?
This, us, this game.
Why did it take you so long to say that?
Hey everyone, this is Andre Pearson. Welcome to my channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? In this video, we're going to talk about why good men leave good women. Often in relationships, when things are going well, a man will blindside his woman and tell her he wants to end the relationship because it's no longer working for him. Most women, when hearing this, will think that he's playing or that he's upset about something they have done or said recently, not realizing that what he's going through and feeling has been building up for a while. Because most men, at the time that these issues that they are feeling happen, they were not able to express it to their woman at that time, it leads them to splitting up with their woman without their woman knowing what or why this is happening. It makes a woman in a situation like this ask an array of questions such as, where did this come from? Did I do something wrong? Are you telling me that you're leaving me because you don't love me? How can you just leave me like this? Well, in this video, and I know it may sound strange because most of you may be wondering, if the person is good to you, why would you want to leave them? Well, I'm going to give you 10 reasons of why a good man would leave a good woman. Even though you may or may not agree, you can't deny that there are factors on why a man would walk away from a relationship. Now, before I jump into the video, if this is your first time to my channel, be sure to hit that like button, that subscribe button, and notification bell so that you can be part of the conversation and help support my channel. And if you have a difference of opinion, be sure to share your thoughts down in the comment section down below. Now, the short answer to this question of why a good man would leave a good woman is simple. Just because someone is good to you doesn't mean they are good for you. But if I ended the video right there, you would not fully understand the context of why someone would do this. So if you want to know the real answers, be sure to stay to the end of the video, because who knows, this information might help somebody who's in this situation right now. Number 10 on my list of why good men would leave good women is when your relationship goals have changed. This happens a lot in relationships from lack of communication. I say this because a simple conversation from time to time will ensure that the goals that you both wanted in the beginning are something you both want to still have now and see the two of you doing it together. There is nothing wrong if you both decide to change the goals you started with, but it is also easier and better if you both sit down and have a conversation with one another to let each other know that things have changed and you want to make some adjustments to make sure you both still want the same thing. Number 9 on my list is when she makes more money than he does. Now, let's be honest, some men's egos cannot take the fact that their woman makes more money than they do. This comes from the fact that when the man is making money, providing for the woman, she's very humble and respectful to the things that he does and provides for them. But the moment for some women that they make more money than their man does, they start to feel themselves and make it known how much money they make more than he does and how he needs to step his game up. Some women will go as far as to tell their men that they are worthless because they don't make as much money as they do. I can tell you, ladies, most men will not stick around to deal with this kind of situation. They will leave. Isn't it funny how money changes things? Number 8 on my list is when he doesn't feel respected. When a man feels disrespected in a relationship, he feels that he cannot be himself around you. It makes him feel that you don't understand him, and it causes him to shut down emotionally to you.
Listen, he does not have a problem with you not agreeing with him. He has a problem with you invalidating his feelings. He has a problem with you never trying to understand where he's coming from. You know, like why he feels the way he feels. He has a problem with you over-talking him and never really trying to let him get his point across before you rudely talk over him and accuse him of meaning something he did not mean. This and this so that you have a better chance at really hearing him. Because baby, if he is never really being heard, at some point, he'll stop trying to talk to you altogether. It's not important that you agree with him. but it is important that you listen to his point of view.
I know most women that are listening are saying to themselves, that's his problem, not yours. But let's be clear on something. If a man doesn't feel respected in the relationship, he doesn't feel the need to build anything with you or invest in you at all. When this happens, you become a liability to him and not an asset. Number 7 on my list is when you make the relationship a competition. The role of the man is to provide and lead in the relationship. And when that position of his is challenged, meaning that the woman is trying to rule and run him, you have a lot of issues to deal with. Not only for some men does it make them feel inadequate, but it makes it harder for them to do their job as the leader and provide for you if you don't allow them to do so.
Black women, can we normalize having conversations with black men that don't include us attacking them? See, because when black men come to the table and they try to voice the problem, voice the issue, we never respond to the issue. What we do, we attack the man. We attack him personally. That's why things don't get resolved, because we never talk about the issue. We never talk about the solution, because we too busy attacking the man.
No relationship needs two quarterbacks to run the relationship. Now, am I saying that one party should control the relationship? No, I am not. But what I am saying, both parties must relinquish control in certain areas for it to work. Number 6 on my list, he would leave because of your insecurities. It's no secret that most women are suspicious by nature. And when they're dating someone brand new or getting to know them, this is understandable. This comes up for the simple fact that for most men that they probably have dated in the past, have told them some things that have not actually followed through on. In my practice, women often tell me that they are afraid to tell the men that they're dating their insecurities because some men will take advantage of the information shared.
I don't believe that women know what it's like to be with a man that actually wants them. He really wants you in all your ways. He has eyes only for you. I don't think women know what that actually feels like to be with that kind of man. What we have experience in is wanting a man and figuring out different ways to get him to want us. It's very twisted. It's almost like we have to fight to make him want us. That makes it worth it.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that men listening themselves should use this information as a reason to leave a woman, especially if you like them and you want to invest some time to get to know them and have a life with them down the road. Number 5 on my list is when your relationship is overwhelmingly negative. Now, this is a situation where women with men will complain more about what they don't have instead of appreciating what they do have.
Y'all booty head ass bitches would rather play the FBI than be his fucking woman. You downing him about shit that he did wrong, but when he do something right, you act like it was supposed to happen that way. You go through his phone, invade his motherfucking privacy. You fucking control it, dictate who he can and can't fucking talk to. And everything that he ever did for you goes out the fucking window once your ass get mad. You too motherfucking busy making a scrapbook of all his mistakes, but don't never want to document the good shit. Bitch, you go through our life trying to know everything about him, his every motherfucking move. What y'all better realize is that will make a nigga mentally detach himself from your booty head ass. And once he do that, then the damn show ain't cheating if he do something else, because he has pretty much removed himself out your fucking situation, bitch. It's his shell that's there, not his soul.
Women in situations like this seem to forget that whatever the man does for you is because he wants to, not because he has to. Number 4 on my list of why a good man would leave a good woman is from lack of intimacy. Now, as we know, sex is a part of a relationship. And even though some women like sex just as much as some men, over time they become to like it less. This could be a problem for most men because most relationships starts with sex and love comes second. And because it started with sex, some men will think that this is how it's going to be in the way it is. And when the woman yearns for more love than sex, it makes the man question if he's with the right person, because it wasn't built on love, it was built on lust. Number 3 on my list is when he feels the relationship is an emotional burden to him. It is a fact that most men in relationships don't say the words "I love you" as often as most women would like to hear it. A lot of men, as most women know, will show their love through buying them gifts and doing things for them. And that is something that most men like to do.
We can't get it if we don't give it. We keep wanting them to give us and do something for us that we refuse to do and give to them. It don't work like that.
If you're one of those women with a man who needs constant reminder from him how much he cares and loves you, to most men, it feels like they are forced to do it and they don't want to do it. Because most men don't like to be forced into telling you things or doing things they don't feel at that moment when you do. Number two on my list is when you feel more like his mother than his woman. Now, this kind of thing happens in most relationships when women themselves get real comfortable with their man. Their conversations with them starts to sound more like demands than a conversation. A lot of women who do this will end up losing their man, not because he doesn't love them, but he doesn't like the way she's treating him. And it's only when he leaves her that she realizes that treating her provider like the help is not the best way to show him that she loves him. And like most women do, when their girlfriends ask them, "What happened, girl?" Many of them will say,
"It just didn't work out. I broke up with him. Yeah. I'm happy where I'm at."
The woman who does this, ask her if she misses him, and I bet she'll tell you.
"Every fucking day. I mean, girl, I used to get mad at him for playing PlayStation. What kind of shit was that? If I'd have known how successful he was gonna be, I would have built him my own PlayStation."
Listen, a good woman knows how to communicate with her man because she knows when her man feels useful, she can be heard, her concerns are addressed, and all the things that she wants to do in the future are possible. Now, before I reveal number one on my list, take a moment to hit that like button, subscribe button, and notification bell so that you can become a part of the conversation and help support my channel. Number one on my list of the reasons why a good man will leave a good woman is when the woman compares him to her ex. Now, this kind of thing only happens in the relationship when you two get into an argument. It is then that she tells her current man how great her ex was when they were together and all the things that he did and how he falls short compared to him. Now, ladies who are thinking like this or acting like this, even doing this, let me ask you a serious question. If the ex was so great to you, why are you not still with them now? The bottom line is, if you love your ex like that and they were so good to you, you would have never left them and they would have never let you go. Let's be honest, there is not a woman in a relationship right now who wants to hear their current man talk about their ex and how they wish they could go back to them because they were so much better to them than you are. So there you have it, 10 reasons why good men would leave good women. Now, if you like this video, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe button, and notification bell to support the channel. I'm Andre Pearson. I see you guys later.
I've lost you because you think there are good people and there are bad people. And as long as you can categorize people, you feel comfortable. But the problem is, you can be a good man and still do bad things. You can be a good man and still be flawed.